Welcome, everyone. Here we are to Northwest City Planning and Zoning Meeting, January 16th, 2025. Welcome you. I'm glad to see our all of our commissioners here. That's wonderful. We will begin. Gavin will lead us through the pledge, and I'll say a prayer.
Dear me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Heavenly Father, we come before thee tonight in this planning and zoning meeting, and we are grateful for allowing you to be here. We are grateful for our city, for the good people that live here, and the good things that they do. We pray that thou help us tonight to work through ideas and issues, to be able to see clearly the way to help good things happen in our city. We thank thee for this opportunity. We thank thee for this good place in which we live. We pray that we can be blessed with enough water to get us through the next seasons. And we thank thee for the opportunity to live in this great country. And pray now for thy guidance and direction, and ask for thy help in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay. Thank you, Gavin. And thank you, Nan. We need to adopt our agenda, so I need a motion to adopt the agenda.
Teresa, you need to put on, you both ladies in the middle need to put on your mics.
I'll make that motion.
I heard Gavin.
I can second it.
Gavin made a motion. Teresa seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we have the, I'll pass. Thank you. We have the minutes of December 12th. Yeah, we need to approve. Hopefully, you've all read that. And if you have, we need a motion to approve the minutes of our planning zoning meeting on 12th December.
A motion to approve the December.
Okay. Have we made another motion or a meeting?
Second that.
Tracy seconded it. It's moved and seconded that we approve the minutes of December 12th, 2024. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. He's passed. Okay. Any follow-up issues from previous meetings, Scott?
I don't have anything to follow up on. My last meeting was back in December. We reviewed the conditional use permit for that home-based daycare. It was open late at night. That notice of decision went to the applicant, and we haven't had any follow-up since that interaction. So that's the only thing we reviewed in the last meeting. So I don't have any other items to follow up with.
Thank you. All right, our first member of business is elections of the Planning Commission Chair and Vice Chair, and I'm happy I'm going to be here for another year or so. I'll stay on and I'll get off. So if anybody else really wants to do this, you have my blessing.
I move we nominate Dan to the Chair of the Planning Commission. I'll second.
Can I amend that motion? To approve me and approve Gavin as vice chair. Will you accept that?
I will accept that.
Well,
yes.
Gavin has to accept that.
Yes, yes.
All right. I was second.
I was second that, yes. I think it's great.
Okay, so Teresa made the motion.
I amended the motion.
And then, no, Gavin made the motion. Teresa made the amendment and Tracy seconded it. For Nan to be the chairman, Gavin to be the vice chairman for this year. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Me.
Thank you.
It's the new speed.
Your
speaker, you just keep moving.
All right. If I get said, I'll just not show up and Gavin can just go. Okay, is that good enough, Marie? Are you ready to go? Okay, let's move on to item number two. Scott, why are you?
This is the second item on our agenda is to review City Center Master Plan, which was a parallel project to this citywide general plan. And then we'll start talking about some next steps. What comes after these plans are moved forward? There's a lot of items that come after plans are adopted. So I wanted to provide just kind of a synopsis of what that looks like down the road so we can kind of gear up for that over the next several months. If anybody has followed social media, many of you may have received an email or a text message today indicating that the general plan is available for public review.
I saw it on Instagram.
Great. Went out on Instagram, Facebook, went out on the listservs for the library, the rec department, and our consultant has had a database of email addresses that folks have volunteered. Throughout this whole process, whenever they've attended an open house or filled out a survey, they've provided us with their email, we've kept a list, and we've emailed them. Anytime there's been an update to the plan, so a notice went out to that list of emails as well today. And it essentially indicated that there's an open public comment period between now and the end of the month where these documents are available for anybody to read through and provide comments ahead of our final steering committee meetings and start to have a more formal discussion with the Planning Commission towards adoption. So this is the final open public comment period where the folks in the public can just hop in there, read it at their leisure. There will be a public hearing in early February where the public will be able to attend the Planning Commission in a more formal format and provide feedback in that venue as well. So, February 6th is our first meeting in February, and that's when we plan to have that first public hearing. So with the general plan, it is a legislatively adopted planning document. It is a governing document for the city. And so anytime we make an amendment, we draft a new document, it has to go to the Planning Commission for review and recommendation, and then to the City Council for adoption. So that's the process that it will take formally before it's adopted. So we've been drafting and studying and pulling data, surveys, public houses for almost a year now when we first started this project. So it's been out there for quite some time. That's just the normal timeline of the general plan. There's just so much detail that goes into these things. The general plan, the impetus is with the state. The state code indicates that every community needs to have a general plan. And the state code indicates certain elements that the plan must have to be statutorily in compliance with state requirements. So we have to have a land use element, we have to have a moderate housing plan, we have to have a transportation master plan, and then other things you can add in just as the city may desire to have for guidance, but there's certain elements we have to have. So it becomes a very big document, and right now it's about 180 pages total. Some of that is exhibits and the supplementing data, but the plan itself has taken the form of a long-winded but very important document. So it's a lot to wrap your head around, but it's not the first time any of us have taken. So that being said, I just wanted to kind of do just a quick run-through of the document itself, and hop into the draft. This is housed on our website. It's also housed on the website that is specific to the general plan of the setup of this project. I'm going to zoom out a little bit just so we can scroll. We can zoom in then if there's a desire to look at something in particular. I want to look at the table of contents to provide just a general overview. Some of our planning commissioners have served in the role of a steering committee member for this project. Our steering committee members from the planning commission have been, I'm trying to remember because we have two steering committees, but Gavin and Heather, I believe, on the general plan steering committee. We have a couple of members from our city council, our mayor, a couple of citizen planners have joined the steering committee, and they have been the ones who have been really, really close with the project, have attended a lot of meetings and provided feedback. From there, the just want to provide a little bit of context. So the plan itself, it provides a context to the community, helps us understand, you know, our impetus, our history, where we came from, and then it jumps straight into, you know, our current and expected development. It talks about our population growth, how many people we expect to grow based on our past growth, our estimate from now and out into the future. It talks about land ownership and capacity, talks about which parcels are currently privately owned versus public, which ones are parks, and it looks at the community from a high-level snapshot. From there, it gets into land use. Now, land use is probably the most important part of the document, and what I want to look at in particular is this future land use map. This is probably the most critical element of the plan itself. So I'm going to hop down there and take a look at that with everybody, because I really do believe that that is the heart of the general plan. Let's hop down real quick. Zoning. Okay. If you had to take this 180-page document and say, just tell me what is the meat and potatoes, what is the heart of this document, it would be this particular exhibit here. Let's zoom out a little bit more. And when we first started looking at our community, we understood that, you know, there's different districts that have started to form over time. And we kind of said, hey, there's a lot of neighborhoods that we want to make sure are able to continue in their existing form. And a lot of residents mentioned that they just don't want their neighborhood character to change over time, which is a fair concern when we are looking at a lot of growth. We have a large population growth projected, and the folks that live in existing neighborhoods wanted to make sure that the neighborhoods were not impacted to the best extent possible. And we started looking at, you know, where are different districts of neighborhoods in the city, and where does it start to transition from neighborhoods to other areas? So on the bench, for example, above the canal, see, this is that upper canal here. The foothill residential, it kind of defines itself with the canal being boundary, and then the edge of the city cemetery here is where we believe that the foothill residential district is kind of its own little neighborhood. And to the south, the Green Canyon residential is also a foothill residential, but it's a little bit different in its character, and so there's a little bit of a separation there. Let me kind of get into the core of the city. We call this the residential core 1, 2, 3, and 4. And they also delineate themselves when we look at them carefully based on their age, their zoning, they're in between the canal systems here. But when you get further to the west, the USU properties, the innovation campus, they do set themselves apart. There's a very different land use pattern. There's a lot of innovation types of buildings, research facilities, and they're owned by the state. So there's not a lot of control that the city has over that area of town. It just separates itself out. The city center, we'll talk about that in more detail here in a minute. But as of not too long ago, Wolfpack Way has started to emerge as a newer corridor, and its importance has also started to emerge, because it links us to Hyde Park in a way that we haven't been linked before. We've always been linked to Hyde Park, but not quite as acutely with the Wolfpack Way and its extension into Center Street and now connects us. And to the north, Hyde Park City finished their general plan last year, and they're planning around Wolfpack Way. It's mixed use, it's higher intensity, there's going to be quite a bit of traffic using Wolfpack Way as they bypass Main Street. And our Wolfpack Way corridor is shown here in green. We also believe that it's going to have a green form and function long term. But also, the Cache Regional Recreation District is also a very unique element of our city. It also represents a really cool element that we believe is a strength for North Logan. We're really good at recreation. We're proud of that. This is where we accommodate a lot of our recreation. Park space, pickleball, a lot of things happen in that district, so we want to protect that and make sure that we continue to use it in that form. Everybody is familiar with Main town for sure. Highway 91 on Main Street is a UDOT facility that we don't have a lot of control over. It's very vehicular oriented. It's meant to convey traffic quickly north and south, so it separates itself. And then farther west in the gray area is a manufacturing commercial area. We have a lot of industry, a lot of bigger buildings that are focused on distribution, manufacturing, large scale operations and logistics. But another element of our city that was called out by the public was 2500 North. We wanted this to serve as a better gateway to the city. And a lot of the public in the survey responses wanted us to find a way to clean this up and give it a bit of a facelift and be something we're a little bit more proud of as far as when people enter our town, they recognize that they've entered North Logan. So that was separated out, and I said, look, this looks like we need to pay more attention to 2500 North going forward. So, in quick synopsis, our city has started to kind of form these districts where we have very special needs, desires, outcomes. And the plan, it focuses on this as the guiding document, but then it picks out each district and describes our goals for each of these areas, our aspirations for these areas, and it gets into more detail from there. But beyond that, I wanted to talk specifically about the city center. The city center, it was identified in our last general plan. So back in 2013, the vision of the community was we needed the downtown. Our Main Street really isn't a downtown Main Street. It's a highway, it's a state highway, and it's not really our own downtown. We don't have a center downtown. And that was the vision back in 2013. And going forward, you know, the vision still holds true. We wanted to look at that vision again and see if it was needing to be revised. Was our vision even realistic? We wanted to study it and put a more specific plan together. So the city center was pulled out as a second, more acute planning project. And we had another team looking at this area of town and ran a separate small area plan specific to this area. So I want to hop over to our city center master plan. There are two documents right now that were sent out to the public. There was a consolidated document and then a full document. I'm going to open up the consolidated document just for our ability to digest it here. But anybody who wants to read through the full document is more than welcome to. But the consolidated document really gets to the bottom of what we're intending to do here. So what we wanted to look at for the city center specifically is we wanted to understand if our original vision was even something the market would support, if it was economically viable, if it was something that we were asked, it was an aspiration that really wasn't even achievable, or was it? We didn't know. We wanted to put some numbers to the pretty pictures and see if it was something that could come to fruition. So with the city center in particular, we had Zions Public Finance run a full gamut of economic analysis to understand what could North Logan City hope to absorb in this area as far as an economic development perspective was concerned. How much retail, how much office, how much of different land uses could we hope to absorb in this area while still competing with our neighboring communities? Obviously, the community is looking for economic development opportunities and it's a competitive environment. So this city center master plan update is all tied back to a very robust economic analysis to tell us if our plan actually could be supported by the real world and the market forces that are in the real world. So we looked at demographics, we looked at economics, and what it allowed us to see is based on a preferred scenario of land uses, whether or not a more specific plan could be supported. So this exhibit here represents several scenarios that were worked through with our consultant, our steering committee, with public input to see what is the preferred scenario of the parcels within the city center boundary. And we looked at different land uses such as mixed use, single family, multifamily, commercial, institutional, open spaces. And we looked at the interior of the city center with regards to also the surrounding land use. So this informed where different uses should be placed. And from there, we looked at the core of the city center in more specificity. This square quadrant here is between 2nd East and 4th East, 2200 North and 1800 North. It's 80 acres, so 40 on the north half and 40 on the south half, 80 acres total of the core. And that was kind of the heart of the city center, with the surrounding parcels being a peripheral support network. What the general plan informed us when we looked at the broader picture was the public overwhelmingly wanted to try to find a way to preserve our rural character. We wanted to make sure that we could continue to feel like we feel now. But we're also trying to balance that desire for a rural feel with hard statistics that indicate that if we continue to grow like we have into the future, then we will be nearly double our population in about 23 to 25 years, which is a pretty sobering fact when you think about it. That's a lot of people. And in order to accommodate our growth while still accommodating our rural character, we needed to push density to a location that was desired, planned, and anticipated so that it didn't just infill everywhere else throughout town. So, in this core of the city center, we had a couple of objectives we wanted to achieve. We wanted to have a downtown. We wanted to have something that people recognized as North Logan. And we wanted to set ourselves apart as a community. So what you'll see here is through the core of this city center is a meandering public walkway. It's basically a pedestrian mall, is another term for that, where through the core of the city center would be pedestrian access only, but you'd have vehicular access able to traverse east and west through the core. So there's plenty of vehicular access and plenty of parking available, but it's meant to be more of a walkable downtown, where people could stop, park, and then they could walk, shop, dine, play, and not be as reliant on a vehicle. And as part of this pedestrian walkway, there was a desire to provide this city square, where it would be a multi-function facility that could be programmed with a lot of different activities, events, and be a place to gather, a place for our community. Around the periphery, you'll see that there's different boxes indicating different structures. We call this a massing diagram. It shows the overall massing of the buildings that are anticipated around the perimeter of the blocks, with parking within the interiors. And the uses on these blocks would be primarily commercial, office, or lower levels, with some residential and upper levels. We wanted to see some renderings to see how some of these spaces would function as public gathering spaces. And here are a couple. This one being a look at a pedestrian mall. This one being a look at what that public square might look like. Coming down, looking at this is from the southwest corner, looking towards the northeast at the exterior of this, towards the interior, where you'll see that there's commercial spaces holding the lower level with some residential above. So there's a lot of information to digest, way more than what we could possibly explain during this meeting. But what I hope everybody understands is that this has been a long road. It's been a year of data collection, public outreach, surveys, discussions with steering committees, and a lot of work with our consulting teams that are highly involved and professional experts in these types of projects. And at this point, they're out to the public. We hope the public will read them, provide us with some high-level feedback over the plans themselves, but we're excited for what that represents for our community going forward. My hope is that the Planning Commission takes a look at these documents and brings themselves up to speed of these final drafts, They're still valuable, there's still adjustments that can be made, but the expectation is that beginning of February, we'll have formal discussions with the public towards a recommendation for our city council. Do you guys have any questions as to where we're at and where we're going?
It's educating on the public forum. I mean, this is a document that they'll get feedback, but then we still make the decision whether or not to forward it on to the city council.
That's right. Yeah, so right now, until the end of the month, folks can hop in these documents, provide their comments, and we'll still take a look at those. We're going to have one final steering committee meeting for both our general plan steering committee and our city center steering committee. They will review the public comment we received during the open public comment period.
And do you forward those on to us?
Yeah, they'll be available for everybody to review as a summary. But then we'll get into February 6th. We'll notice a formal public hearing for the public to come to this meeting and provide any final feedback. This plan can be adjusted. It's draft in nature still. But at this point, where we've worked on this for a year, we should be focused on high-level policy adjustments. You know, is a particular district in our city, are the goals for that district correct and accurate? Are our visions for certain areas of town accurate, or do they need to be adjusted slightly? And ultimately, when the commission is comfortable providing a recommendation, we can do so. You're not obligated to make a recommendation until you're ready. If you're ready in the 1st of November, sorry, 1st of February, you certainly could make a recommendation, or you could take public feedback, and then we can table the item for a future meeting until we make the adjustments that are needed for us to feel comfortable. But the role of the Planning Commission is to make that recommendation to the City Council. Okay. Any questions on the documents? Timeline to get towards the adoption days.
I just had a question. When you're sending out the information that's been sent, I know that the newsletter for this month's already gone out, and probably once it comes out, will it come out before the 6th of February?
It will.
So we should have that information in the newsletter too.
It is. So the newsletter draft, which will go on in February, does indicate that there will be public hearings with the Planning Commission in February. We will hold one in February on the 6th. We're not obligated to make a recommendation at that meeting, but we want to keep us on schedule to hold certain events, such as a public hearing. We can have a second one on our second meeting in February, if that's something that the Planning Commission would like to do. And then we can make adjustments throughout all of these time periods. When and if we're comfortable, the commission can then make that recommendation.
Is there any comment from those of it on the city center plan and the general plan? Anything you guys want to proffer up here? Or?
I was on the city center one, and I just really appreciated the process. Because what you see here is really quite different. From how we all started. I mean, it just took a while to get where we got. And I personally, especially after our last meeting, I just felt real comfortable. I don't know if you're listening in.
Yeah, I think it was our last meeting last week. The people we've been working with
have been really good.
And Scott's good, and they listen, and we've talked, and at least with the city center, I'm happy with the progress it's been going. I don't know about the general plan. What do you think?
I would say that the number of meetings and going over each of the districts and the idea of having districts, we didn't really. That contact was sort of there, a little bit underneath the covers in the prior plan, but it's brought to the forefront. And likewise, I appreciate the process we went through and the gathering and meetings, and we had a number of people come through and speak to each of the different topics of transportation and recreation and housing and water, and it was a lot of fun to read through the comments, both those that were constructive, a little more concerned, I guess maybe is the word, but to hear everybody's comments
hard to have 10 people make the decision, but we have such a large number participating in the packet. Like you said, it's good to read all the different perspectives because some people don't dare voice it, but some outside it, so that's helped us put together a really good, I think it's put together really well, and I appreciate Scott advocating in the beginning where to steer this, because I think there was a little confusion at the beginning of the meeting that Scott's done a really good job navigating this to where it is and moving this forward, so it's just fine.
I have to add to Heather, Scott's done a great job with all of this, and you're fairly new to this whole community, and I appreciate the time and the kindness that Scott works with, because it's interesting. There's a lot of people with a lot of ideas and a lot of attitudes, and I think it's been a good process, and I think it'll be exciting to hear what people have to say and go from there. But Scott, I thank you. You have helped us. I think you've done a great job.
I appreciate it. I want to just help everybody out to maybe the public, those who might be listening in. I grew up in North Logan, and North Logan is home for me, but I did take a path away from Utah to get education. But my family lives here, and my family and I were happy to be able to make it back, and we still feel like North Logan is home. We live in Hyrule, that's just where the housing market pushed us. But North Logan, we have family who live here as well, and it's been a very good experience to jump in a couple of years ago and have a mandate to say, hey, we need to take care of our general plan. It's been 10 years since I've updated this. And so this was a big project. There's a lot of cooks in the kitchen when it comes to a general plan, a lot of opinions, a lot of strong opinions in some cases. But I do feel like we've had a very good public showing. Our consultant was surprised at the public feedback that we received, because they're used to receiving very little. And our public dissemination systems are very robust in North Logan. We send out a communication to thousands of people. And our residents are engaged, which is fantastic. So we had a lot of information to sift through, a lot of comments to glean information from. And when you read through the plan, it actually, each section pulls out public comments that speak to a particular section of the plan. So I want the public to understand that as we created this, we pulled out feedback to draft each chapter, each section, which is fantastic to have enough public feedback to do that. So I hope as the public sees that their hand has been on this plan substantially, and it's directed where it is about to. But we still want them to hop in and read that final version, make sure that everybody has a chance before it goes to a formal review and adoption process. So that's open until the end of the month, but from there, it'll come back to the Planning Commission for formal consideration.
And I have to say one thing to the public that's here and anybody's listening. As a Planning Commission, it is so nice to have a plan and a code that we can work with, because everybody wants their own idea, and we can't make everybody's idea happen. So with the general plan, they need to know that we work within those limits, and it's nice to know those limits, and it's nice to review them and update them as we grow. We just don't sit up here and drop things out of the air and say this is how it's going to be. You know, we have to work within the limits that we have and the plan that we have, and I think we've got a pretty good system going. So, thank you. Thank you for being here and wanting to know. It's great.
These are my neighbors.
Oh, and a nice neighbor.
I would add to that, you have opportunities for public comment or getting alignments and a chance. But this plan, as Dan mentioned, will guide future zoning and zoning changes. It will guide what kind of building projects that will be approved or not approved. And so this is the guiding document for all that development growth that's coming. So take this opportunity to get some last comments in.
Yeah. Does anybody have any questions or comments on the plans themselves before we switch to next steps? Discussing next steps. it feels a little bit awkward talking about next steps where this is still open-ended. It's not adopted yet, but we don't want to sit around and twiddle our thumbs, and our contract with our consulting team includes codification of the text amendments needed for our plan to be, the policies in the plan to be codified as code. So the next step is to take the policies that are recommended in the code, draft amendments to our ordinances to be reviewed and approved, and then they'll be codified as the law of land going forward. Right now the plan shows our vision and how we want our community to be guided for the next several years, but the code has to then reflect the plan, because the code is what governs when development projects and decisions are made for land use and transportation and parks and those types of things. So our consulting crew knows that there's still some adjustments that might be made to the plan, but the building blocks are there, and they can start drafting the adjustments needed for us to consider for adoption. And so beginning in probably February, March, whenever we're done with the adoption process, we're going to jump right back into code adjustments for the Planning Commission review. And that's really where the details come into play. We have looked at some broad pictures of the general plan, but we need to create the code. For example, we don't have a 2500 North Gateway Corridor District. That zone doesn't exist. We need to make it. We don't have a Wolfpack Way mixed-use zone, so that needs to be made. So we need to put that pen to paper and describe, you know, what is permitted for the uses, densities, those types of things need to be put into new zoning districts, and we need to make some adjustments to other areas of the code as well. One of the biggest projects that the Planning Commission will be looking at is our design guidelines for the city center. Those need to be updated substantially from what they are now, so that'll be a big project for us to review. So that's next steps for the Planning Commission's workload this year. And there's a working schedule spreadsheet in the folder. Now this is tentative. It might be, I'm just going to go ahead and say now, it will be adjusted. We'll try to stick to schedules as much as we can. But there will be a lot of information. And I zoom way out, you know, intending us not to read this very carefully, because it will be adjusted, I can just tell. But beginning February, March, we'll start looking at specific sections of code, starting with just general provisions, some of those nitpick things. And it will be important to know that some of these things that are being adjusted are just so that our code matches the state requirements. Some of it's really just minutia that isn't really policy heavy. But when we get into adjustments like when we're creating these new zoning districts, that's where we'll want to pay close attention as a planning commission. Design guidelines for the city center, we want to pay close attention. We've talked about this a la carte method of zoning, where future developments in and near existing communities, existing neighborhoods, if they were to develop a higher quality, they might get a higher density, but only in exchange instead of just a blanket upzone. That's not really good planning practice. We need to specify what that looks like and in what instances is that appropriate. So those are all code adjustments that we'll work on. So for the first half of 25, we're going to be busy in that regard, but we're excited to get those things put into field. So what typically happens when a general plan is adopted is landowners, the development community, they see the changes and they see that there's an increase in value potential in their property. So we'll likely see some rezone applications come through the door. We'll likely see some subdivision applications wanting to use the new policies and new code. So we'll see what happens. But I can already tell you, as soon as New Year's Day was over, our phones have not stopped ringing. It has just been an onslaught. So just everything you can imagine. Hypothetical development proposals, people asking about zoning questions, what they can do on their property. Normally, you see a lull through the winter months, and then people get really frantic around April, March, because they want to break ground in June, and they don't think they need to work through the winter, so they're shovel ready, you know, kind of summer. It has just been a constant onslaught of phone calls, emails, just struggling to keep up with it all. So it's busy right now.
And that's partly due because of what they've heard, what's coming?
Potentially. There's been an election. I think people are... Anyways, this is just a rough roadmap, but it's we're trying to keep ourselves proactive as we go from one year to the next. And as we go into March, April, May, there will be a lot of red lines to be reviewed, but a lot of it will be minutia, just to be quite honest. So I'm trying my best to point out where a policy decision is for us to consider. That really will steer the ship when we are together. There's a lot of just small things that we need to clean up and such. So. We'll get to it one meeting at a time and one set of red lines at a time. But we're excited for this new vision to be implemented going forward.
Great.
Okay.
Thanks. Any other questions, comments?
I wasn't on the downtown committee, but when I first got to see it, I was really pleasantly surprised. It was very well done. And I immediately thought of other places that I've lived into, like, oh, that's where, when I had family come into town, I'd take them there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's really awesome. And hopefully the investors and capital and ability can make that flow, but I think it's really well done. So.
It's
better
than
me.
Is there still a theater?
Yeah.
Is there still a
theater?
Yes.
I just want my name on it. Okay, thank you, Scott. Staff business discussion, we've done that.
I don't have a whole lot to bring to your attention. There's still that APA conference in the spring. I had a meeting with their committee this morning that is just planning out the sessions and such. And the city center master plan is one that I'm trying to make sure is in the limelight, something we're proud of and want to show off. There's a lot of different topics vying for those available session slots. So we'll see if we win out in that regard. But I'll keep you up to date. But that's coming out of the spring. It's out there already, so I need your guys' help, or if I think we need some volunteers to assist in that, I'll let you know.
Okay, good. Planning Commission business. I have one thing to say. How often do we have to update our hours?
Your training plan?
Our training, yes.
I talked about the agenda, but I heard about them enough last year towards the end of the year. I'll give them a break. You do need 4 hours of training every year. You get 1 hour of training just by attending at least 12 of these meetings each year. And one more of those hours has to be your Open Public Meetings Act training. So you get 2 of those 4 hours just by being present and working in this position. The other 2 hours, I'm sure you'll actually pick up at this conference that's coming up, so I wouldn't be too worried about it.
Okay.
Are we supposed to log those hours?
Just report to me. I keep a spreadsheet just to make sure that everybody is staying up on their training. I don't know if I mentioned this, but there have been planning commissions that have been lax on their training, and folks in the community will point it out. So we don't want anybody to think that our planning commission isn't committed and pursuing their training and operating their function correctly. So.
And if they take the land, is it the land use
authority
will thing?
You might get a strike on your audit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys haven't had any issues, so I appreciate you as being diligent in that.
Okay. Any other?
The only thing I was going to ask you before the meeting, but then you got talking about Tracy's exciting news. So anyway, the 55 and older was going to be on, and it's not. So
yeah, they're working through a few details. What was considered is what we call a city center development plan That was that first submittal where they have to show us the overall intent.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're working on the platting. So they need to put together their preliminary plat and their construction documents. And they're working through our new secondary water requirements. And that is something they've got to do a little bit more homework on to get those connections and design that system. So that has to be done as part of their complete submittal. So they're not quite ready to submit that complete packet yet. But
maybe February, you don't know.
Yeah. I would imagine they'll try to stay on track for February.
Okay. Any other questions, comments? All right. Our next meeting, we've already talked about February 6th, scheduled. I think we're done if we have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
You said that, Teresa?
Yeah.
All right. So moved by Gavin, second by Teresa, that we will adjourn. And so, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.